latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. And we'll start with news that unsettled Newcastle left-back Achraf Lazar is closing in on a move to Genoa, according to reports. The Morocco international arrived in St James's Park in 2016 from Palermo, but has failed to make any real impact on the first team. He spent last season on loan at Benevento, but once again struggled for playing time, featuring just 9 Serie A matches as the Stregoni were relegated from Italy's top flight. Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez has deemed the 26-year-old surplus to requirements on Tyneside, and he looks set to make a permanent move to Genoa, who are ready to fork out £2.9 million for the fullback. The Rossoblu need to replace Diego Laxalt, who's closing in on a move to AC Milan after impressing at the World Cup for Uruguay, and Lazar has been identified as that player. It's thought that a move will be wrapped up in the coming days, bringing the defender's torrid spell in the northeast to an end. Meanwhile, Hosseluu believes the additional competition up front at Newcastle, brought about by the summer arrivals of Salomon Rondon and Yoshinori Muto, will only improve him as a player. While Benitez made significant changes to his forward ranks over the summer, with Alexander Mitrovic sold to Fulham for £22 million and Dwight Gale loaned out in order to accommodate the signings of Muto and Rondon. Yet despite £9.5 million Japan international Muto joining the club and West Bromwich Albion striker Rondon being handed the number 9 shirt, Hosseluu was given a surprise start for United's opening game of the season. The 28-year-old took his opportunity, impressing during the hour he was on the pitch and scoring Newcastle's goal in their 2-1 defeat to Tottenham Hotspur. And he said, "It's good to have competition. We lost players, we brought players in too, and at all clubs this sort of thing happens. We are now one squad, we are one team and every player tries to help each other, which is a good point."